Why? Then I rush me and I push me like to me a blood clot. Like for me fucking mad at her hearted. Fucking hellfire.
Me out a door over there, sorry.
Oh, boy. You know, I can't be mad. That's what I'm mad at what I said. But move up now. Jesus Christ.
Our people in the community make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to Friends cool.
at Sheffield Live. That's why I'm going to take off cool. You must come in like.
I've got the thermals on.
I must pull up here, you come in like.
I'm looking down the thermals and say, you know, but I can feel so the temperature
is normal
and what the region is.
I'm going to come with that.
Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
1212, how's it going? This is Shlomo. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah, what happened?
Yes,
Friday, the 22nd of November. Good evening. I've got a full house here and I've just been having a good laugh because it was like pasta parcel over there, so you know what I mean with them boy there, you know?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, man, what's been going on?
Nothing. Done nothing this week, really.
Why?
Yeah, it's too cool for you, man.
Me just
too
cool. Me just on taxi duty, you know?
Yeah. Well let's not waste no time at all. And this mic's a little bit kind of like a bit tinny really, but yeah, just steer with me people, yeah. So we're just gonna start off with a bit of athletics, and I picked up a story from KJT Akinona's Johnson Thompson, 31, and she was talking about chasing success over her life, you know, the two-time world champion and silver medalist. Said it was like, what, year six, what's that, 10 or 11? CV, your department is, what's year six, 10 year or 11?
Year six is the last one, yeah, yeah. It's 10 to 11, yeah.
And she was on about how her success... Well, how she realised her success at school at an early age, really. She said that she dealt with the high jump and the long jump, and then she just kind of like put them together. You know what I mean? So,
well, she took over from Jessica, didn't she? Really?
Yeah, that's right. But she kind of like, yeah, she took over from Jess, but she kind of like paved her own way.
Yeah, isn't it?
You know? Into athletics. So I just want to sort of like pay some kind of like respects to her and how she kind of like realized that, you know, her struggles was kind of like she had to kind of like do some kind of self reflection to realize that it's not just about running and stuff. Her friends would kind of like respect her the way she was really. Have your guys ever kind of like took in Katrina, you know what I mean, and looked at her exploits?
Not really, to be honest.
I like to watch a bit of athletics when it's on, whatever.
I just watched it now and then, but nah, I ain't really took in Katrina at all, to be honest. I know that she's done well in her field, but I can't really talk too much about her, to be honest.
I mean, I can't remember when she roughly come onto the scene and that, but I think when she first started, she was more into the long jump side, not the long jump, the high jump side of it and things, and then she progressed from there. And she was always in Jessica's shadows, let's say, when she went for this kind of tournament, what she's in now. But she's done well as far as I'm concerned. It's been a challenge for her in that respect. And then of course you've got some big boots to follow as well, you know what I mean, so I can imagine the pressure she might have been under as she was progressing and stuff. But I took me hat off to her. She's done good.
Yeah, definitely.
She's done the country good. She has.
Like I said, she it was when she was at school, year 10 or 11, she was, you know, she was pretty good at the high jump, and then combined that with a long jump and thought, yeah, I'll have some of that. She put them kind of together. So basically, it was about developing a name for herself. And like we said, you know, she kind of like took over from Jess, but created kind of like... She's kind of like her own person.
Oh, she definitely has.
And then in 2012, chasing the high from being in a stadium with about 80,000 people, she just got the real kind of like buzz for that. And then she said it, you know, not just about achieving, but the pressures. And then she said it, she only kind of like really looked at it about 3 years ago when she was like, say, 29. And then she had like looked at a low moments, low moods, also that kind of like follows, and questioned herself really about, you know, self-reflect, basically taking time out and maybe think to evaluate her performances, whether some people take time out and meditate, look at their attitudes and motivations through feelings and behaviours, and reached rock bottom. And then she just didn't really care about what she did. And her friends kind of like loved her for Katrina, not just looking at her as an athlete. And I suppose when you're at the top of your game, it's kind of like probably maybe harder to stop there, to maintain that kind of like momentum going forward, you know.
Yeah, but so, can you imagine really, in a sense, right, from when she says she first started and stuff, she's given up a lot. She couldn't have had much of a childhood if she's set on her goals to get to where she is. You're giving up a lot. You're not out with your friends when they're going out drinking, partying. You're not out there even when they're just socializing, because you're busy there training. So you can understand when you're coming to a certain age now, you start to look back. And it's not so much as what you achieve, it may be more of what you've missed out on, and you haven't had no life now. I mean, in your 30s, I don't know how her personal life is, if she's got a man in her life and all those things. If she hasn't, you're reflecting on all these things. Remember, you know, certain ages, women, they start to brood and stuff, you know. They get that urge, they want to start a family and all those things. If those are the things she's going through now, it's understandable.
Yeah, 100%. I hear that big time. And sticking with athletics, Alistair Browne announces his retirement. The double Olympic triathlon champion, Alistair Browne. Remember when he kind of helped his brother over the line?
Yes, I remember that very well.
Yeah. Lift him up, innit?
Yeah, and that was a controversial thing, that really, because. Something to take away from that, it's like general athletes are not allowed to help other athletes across the line during an official race. However, there's always seems to be however, there are some exceptions, such as when athletes help each other. That's like incidental items like drinks, nutrition, and after a water station. But his brother was kind of like struggling, Johnny, was struggling to kind of like maintain himself in that kind of like race, and he was kind of like bubbling all over the place. And then Alistair came along, literally kind of like hooked him up and that.
Drag him across
and,
the line.
Yeah, and just flung him over the line.
Yeah, literally, yeah,
dashing into that.
Massive controversial that. So,
but a brother, isn't it? So you can't. But that isn't it.
But that, despite the brother thing, that shouldn't have counted, because, like I said, it says, you know, that you can only help or support through nutrition, water station. That were no water station. Do you know what I mean? It was just like nearly at the end of the race. And he thought, yeah, you know, he ain't ever.
He's my brother. he's not the only one that's done that now, is it? I remember watching a race, I can't remember the guy's name, but it was an African guy was running and he passed out near the line. This other guy came across who could have won the race and draw this man up and push him through. Still, whether they counted that as a win or not, I don't know. But what Alistair was saying and what his brother admitted after that, he set off too soon. He set off too soon and he wasn't taking in the fluids, and by the time he got to the end now, he's gone. And his brothers come steaming round the corner and whatever else and help him too. But
yeah.
But they were the most probably disqualified, didn't it? Still say it didn't count or anything.
Let me say our brother love, innit?
Yeah, so you can't just be your brother for run past.
Brother love, innit?
I only get one on them tribulation start.
Yeah,
cars.
Because if I'm running me, right? No, listen. Yeah, me come back. Listen to me, right? If I'm running, I'm missing my brother just passed me, so and just left me. I'm gonna say, yo, let me go up now.
You never run past your brother. So even your brethren, you're not gonna run past. Oh man.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, me reach back in the station now. Everything just a run Chris now. Come back from international.
Oh, you admit it up on the duty?
Yeah, me did up on duty, but them tell me say, boy, Legan can't accompany you now. You're not good enough for the lion.
Oh boy. Yeah. And a kind of storm's brewing as well with athletics, and it's with the para athletics people as well. There was kind of like some store, Fortunum and Mason, for handling a party of Olympians, but didn't invite any other paraplegics Olympians to that event. People are saying why, because you know they've got different budgets. They've also got like different kind of like commercial partners and strategies also as well. So people are saying, do you know what, but these people them should really like come together, you know, as one kind of like board. You know, Team GB and the Paralympian GB medalists attended a reception at Buckingham Palace.
Love.
Yeah, on Thursday, but the Paralympians were not invited to the after-party event hosted by the luxury department store. You know what I mean? So it's like having a party and there's no music and no juice.
Yeah, do my
you know what I mean?
Do my cut style Panama.
Yeah, but like, you know, I mean, Buckingham Palace and that, you know, just kind of like just letting things just run like that as well. And it took somebody to say, you know, how come we were invited and stuff. So,
but that's down to them too, isn't it? They organised it, isn't it? Well, it was down to them too to send out the invites, isn't it?
But kind of like
Paralympian, you can't pick and choose. There's you invite who you have to invite and see who's coming. For the numbers' sake, innit?
Yeah, well, they're trying to cover it up with the kind of like saying, well, it's two kind of like different kind of like like bodies and that.
No.
But that's the big argument that was going off in the Olympics, wasn't it? With all this controversy going off and everything else, it was to do with the governing body we had, Wolverine and whatever else, and then the Paris Olympic, they had some other governing body that was overruling certain things. It was all that controversy going on why the Olympics was a sham in a sense. Mm-hmm. So if that's what they're still going on with, they're calling that, then we don't really really know, innit? Because when they've got different organisation in the same thing, you're going to have clashes all the time.
Aren't they meant to be supporting the paraplegic, innit? They're meant to be supporting them.
That's supposed
them
to be, but this other organisation, they put some.
Well, that's not big enough. You're holding party and you now make certain people then come through. Nah, yeah, man, you can't. That can't run. You have to go call up Charlo.
Yeah, but look at the mess. It's not just that, but look at the mess what went off in there. I mean, there was things where the athletics were coming down to the stadiums to warm up and train, and they couldn't get in. Or when we had the 100 meters, the Jamaican trainers, they couldn't couldn't get in to warm up.
Well,
it was all to do with this other foolishness going on with this other organization.
I don't understand them kind
yeah, there was all kinds of they said on record now the Paris Olympic is the worst Olympics on the record.
Me would I just call up Charlo and say, yo, Charlo.
No, Charlie's sick, man.
Talk to them people, them, and tell them, say, yo, we are come true. serious. Yeah, that's how me would have to call and say, yo, Charlo.
We have come true,
you know. And then, but, yeah, you can't be doing that.
I mean, they're saying that Paralympics sprinter, Shaw, call this a hurtful and virtual social media post. Well, paracyclist Archie, he said it was just pure disrespect for Lagoon. You know,
well, yeah, they should have invited him.
He didn't put it like that, but he said it was disrespectful. Same way, anyway.
Yeah, they should have done that still.
I mean, from the department store, they've kind of like apologized also as well, saying that it was a mistake, a mistake.
Foolish.
How can you just let a big event go like that and then you just get like pull up and then just say, well, obviously it was just a mistake. You know what I mean? I think they should kind of like just organise another one for them people who missed out. Yeah. You know what I mean? For me, that would be the right kind of way to do it, you know?
Well, I got bad already. Even if you're organising a run, it's not going to have the same thing, because you're never going to forget what happened in the first place. And even if you're organising a run, who said am I going to come? Would you?
Why?
Would you?
I probably wouldn't put myself in that position in the first place, because, you know, you'd be thinking, hang on a minute, there's two bodies here, and it's not just about the one kind of like body.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So, and to me, I'm just going to say that I think that was kind of like done deliberate. You know what I mean?
You know exactly what you were
doing. Yes, it's been done deliberate. I mean, they say that there's separate funding, separate kind of strategies and stuff, but yet they can't put one party together as a big strategy, you know, to celebrate the kind of like to celebrate the success. I think it was about 124 medals, I think, what got collected.
They should have put the politics one side and done what they were doing. That's what they should have done. Left the politics alone and done what they were doing.
Yeah, there was 124 medalists at the Paris 24, which ended on a sour note, they're saying, you know what I mean? Because of this, the party can divide people and stuff, you know what I mean? But yeah, hear this now. There's a F1 racing driver called, in fact, you pronounce their names, their surnames first in the Japanese mandem. So it's Tsunoda
Yuki. Yeah, Yuki Tsunoda or something like that.
The F1 driver. He said that he nearly had to turn on because, you know, the immigration people were kind of like denying him access into America for their Formula One kind of like race. The reason he was saying it's because, like, he had his pajamas on, you know what I mean? And I thought to myself, wait. You travel far in your pyjamas, you know what I mean? No wonder he said that he wasn't really kind of like dressed right, he says. So he kind of like really blames himself for that. But I just think that, you know, you're kind of like representing Japanese, representing your kind of like team, and you've kind of like travelled across the shores on a plane and put on your pyjamas.
You mean you couldn't bother to take them off? Basically, put them on from in depth on the plane and couldn't bother to take them off, you come out.
Well, I think for me, it's almost like...
Disrespect, man.
It's disrespect. And you're respecting your team as well, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, disrespect. 100%.
You're coming... You fly from Japan and you wear pyjamas. Coming like, you know that man there, in the Mighty Crown. Mighty Crown. You think the Mighty Crown going to come up and say, yo, I'm coming in pyjamas. And then I represent in a song crash. No, man. That's disrespectful, that. Disrespectful. Yeah, you can't come, but you're coming in pyjamas. But I mean, I'm telling about him, yo, but I go back on the plane. Yeah, serious.
It was, I mean, a 24-year-old kind of like flew into the States earlier this week. And he wasn't accompanied by his team, drives a Red Bull. And despite having the correct paperwork, he had the correct paperwork, but like said that, you know, like we say, in his pyjamas, he weren't really kind of like looking the part. And officials kind of like just jacked him up in that, really.
Of course.
You know? They didn't allow him to bring anybody else with him. Nobody else could go into the room. You know, them officials and that are this day. And, you know, like I said, didn't really look the part. But he said, like, something, a little bit of trouble and that, really. But went through smoothly in the end, you know? And, you know, I know what to say. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but we're leaking this out on Sweet Talking Sport on Friday this evening, you know? So, Mike, I play up some little tricks here, really. Wish I could add a different one, but, you know, just have to stay with me on this one. It just seems to be kind of like blowing hot and cold. But on to the racial kind of like slur, kind of like rears its head once again. And this time it's the Spurs player, Rodrigo Benteker, you know, he's in hot water for coming out with some racial slur about his teammate, Heung-Min Son,
yeah.
East and Southeast Asians on a Uruguay TV show.
Yeah.
It's coming like every other 2 weeks where somebody can't behave themselves.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, what's going on?
Coming like week after week, somebody has to something get racist. Go on, CB. You this?
Well, listen. We, in a way, me all right with that still because he might come to play with tomorrow. So if he's not playing, that's good. You know what I mean? But still, at the end of the day, right? He's got his record. You know what he's got? Is what can cover him up? He can say, "Oh, the language thing." That's not what he meant. That's what he can say. You know what I mean? Oh, that's not what I really meant. But to be fair, from what we did here, said that he admits that he did say something in the theme. You know what I mean? He did say something. But for his club, right? I don't understand Tottenham because they're coming out with, like, why you're banning him? That too much ban? Oh, you mean that's too much ban? At the end of the day, your player said something, you know what I mean? He's out of hard on his. Them should have banned him about 15 months.
Yeah. So what's the length of the ban he got for saying what?
Seven games.
Is it 7 games?
Yeah, seven games. I mean, I don't know how they kind of like just make it up as they go along.
At least they did something.
And £100,000 fine, apparently. But like CV says, Tottenham are appealing that.
They are.
7-match ban, yeah, domestic from the Football Association and stuff for the racial remarks, like we said. I mean, you know, it's we're not really going to hear from Heung-Min, really, but Song. But, you know, I'd like to hear what he's got to say, you know what I mean, about this. Because, like, surely he's not on board, you know, from a personal point of view. He can't be kind of like saying, well, yeah, the ban's too severe and stuff.
I think,
you know,
I think he's had something to say, but it's been kept within the club. So, you know, because obviously they can't go out there in public and he can't say, well, yeah, this and this. But I think he has had something to say about the matter.
Right, so these days now you can't even have no freedom of speech anymore upon anything, really, is it? When in these clubs, working environment and stuff, everything has to be dealt with in-house. But like I just said, at least they've done something about it. Look at how many topics we've had about people being racist in the sports and nothing's been done.
Yeah, true. That's
so
true.
They've dealt with it now. So they've set a precedent there now for other teams to follow. Because somebody's going to come and say something again, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just think that, you know, when you get these bans, they're for a reason, and you know it should stick. You know what I mean? They should they should bring out something to say, do you know what, you know, yeah, they'll challenge it. And if it gets dropped from what, seven games to three or four, what's that saying about, you know, Kikitote and all that kind of stuff?
That's,
you know,
right.
They might as well not even bother exist, you know what I mean, for me, because that's just pure stupidness and that, really. If they're saying, yeah, you know, it's too severe, you know, he's got a fine and stuff. I mean, it could be like Fernandez, really. I mean, I know that's a little bit different because that was the Argentinians singing kind of racial songs and stuff, but it's still on that kind of plateau, really. Still on that kind of like level, the racism level. And, you know, as far as I'm aware, I still haven't really heard from the FA. FIFA, what the hell are they doing with that one, basically? You know what I mean? I think they'll just put that one on the shelf and hope it will just disappear.
Well, that's done with now, you might as well say, isn't it? Let's be honest about it. It's done now, that one. We're not going to hear anything else about that now. And something, if that really should have been dealt with like how this one's been dealt with, he should have got a big fan, and he should have got whatever ban for how long? More than seven games, really. Whether he lost a season or not, I don't know. But they need to start now taking this on board and coming out with something, says if these things happen, it, depending on how severe it is and what the publicity is about it, what the punishment may be. But you have to deal with them. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, going a little bit, you know, further about the former Juventus player, Bentancur replied, Sonny, it could be Sonny, cousin too. They all look the same. You know what I mean? And like we said, you know, they can't just behave themselves when they go up on TV. You know what I mean?
Correct. It's like, come across.
I mean,
nice,
we have to behave ourselves when we're on air. You know what I mean? And we put like one of them. That's our fine. You know what I mean? Yeah. We just.
And also you, maybe.
Behavioral conduct. And if a man get out of order, you say, all right.
Just ring in and bring him in.
You just fling one bell on him. And then if him start going too bad now, you fling two and three bell on him. You know what I mean? And red card him up. Tell him, say, you must leave the building.
No, but I come back next week. Miss a week.
We've not actually licked that for a while, to be honest with you. So
because the bell's working.
We must be doing something good.
Yeah, man, the bell's in duty. What happened to you? Nobody want to get bell out again.
Aye.
Oh, boy. Reggae boys, you know. I'm going to call them reggae party boys. Because at the first leg, they kind of like lost 1-0 to the US in Kingston. And then they went down 4-2, 5-2 on aggregate. Pulis, the ex-Chelsea man, banged one in after 13 minutes. Then Bernard made it 2 with an own goal. And then Weah, after 42 minutes, made it 3-0. So they went in 3-0 at half time. Demarty Gray put one back in. And then he scored another late one back in 53 minutes to make that 3-1. And then 4-1, 4-2 eventually. But they've come under a bit of criticism, really.
Really?
And it's not really kind of like, it's not really kind of like surprising, to be honest with you, because there's the alleged being partying before the game, against the US, you know, partying hard. I mean, I heard that Revel Morrison didn't even get off the bench, or he must have been partying too hard too. And I was listening to McLaren before the game saying that, you know, they need to look after the ball better, you know, during transition and stuff, not to be fearful of the US. Said that US would be dangerous, but they've also got some danger as well with the wide players on their side as well. And, you know, hopefully they'll expose some weaknesses from United States. But Truce partying hard
the night before the match,
before the game in America.
Boy, that's Jamaica for you, innit?
Yeah,
that's Jamaican for you, boy.
It's kind of sad.
It is very, very sad. You this know, is, you got a game on tomorrow, just, whatever, yeah. you're out there drinking.
This is,
and
you see where you're doing. This is where the professionalism comes into.
Correct,
because you can't do that. You can't do that. You've got a big game, man. You know that you've got to be 100% going out there
partying
and going on with yourself, right? You're not going to be 100%. So again, like I said, you can understand now where people make them comments about certain countries, about how they conduct themselves.
Yes,
you can understand why. And then people such as like other people now who come from them countries get upset and say, "Nah, you can't say that, blah, blah." But to be fair, them people are not helping. Do you know what I mean? I mean, they're actually like saying, "Well, yeah, you're giving the people the ammunition, aren't you? Really?" Because then people are saying, who are saying, like, "Oh, look at them. They're not professional. The conduct's not very good." And there you go. They're giving. But it can also be said, it's not only them what's done that. Other teams. Even, I like the captain team. You know, for captain team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, England, right? Them man, them have done it before. They've gone out there and drink up on that when this is not supposed to be. And they're playing Internash.
Yeah,
next.
It was big news for me.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, this is what one guy had to say about this.
They lost to the United States 5-2 on aggregate. But guess what, people? We have something that we need to talk about in this video. And I think we need to shake up the Jamaica national team going forward. I think some of the players that we have, they are not good enough for this Jamaica national team. People, first player more to talk about, people. Damien, the vice captain of the Jamaica national team. Same post on Instagram talking about how disappointed he and the team are with the national team. They are very disappointed. See? And a fan comment, and fans going on, you'll be fans are true. But as usual, Damien know with him attitude and him lack of discipline and not patient enough. Same thing him do on the pitch, same thing him do off the pitch. Right? Damien know tell the fans who go support him better. Now, as a big professional player that played professional football.
Yeah, a very, very disappointed fan there.
I agree with him, everything he said there. I agree with him 100%.
Is that what I've just said, innit? I've just said that. That's exactly what I've just said, right? Not professional, right? You know, and I repeat myself, you know you've got big Internash if you play it. And you go up there, go on, we don't yourself.
And that was the captain as well you were talking about, isn't it? Take when captain Simon, drop him. Simple as that. Let somebody else take that role.
Yeah.
Somebody who's going to talk to them say, "No, man, we can't do them things."
That's right. And sure, you're a professional.
Yeah, you're a leader. You now lead the team and take them astray.
That's not professional, that.
I'm sorry, I don't agree with nothing what they've done there. That presenter there is right on the button.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
You see, some of the countrymen, I take the support serious, innit? They want Jamaica to progress. They want them to do good. But if the captains say, "Come, we go party and drink two red stripe and, you know, make a little squiff round the corner, come, man."
Yeah.
Then they're gone, innit?
That's not.
If captain's going to do it, come then.
You can't do that.
Yes, it's what my man should have
just
done.
Just out of order, innit?
Yeah, very out of order.
Very much out of order. Like, and you know something? It's like, what your mother and them would have said, "Who can't hear will feel."
I was just going to say, you see what my man should have done, if he had enough players to replace them players that went partying, he should have dropped the wool of them.
That's
and
right.
Bring some of the players, make them take up that position and play that year.
That's right.
They might have done better. I believe that's why they lost the match as well.
But you know something? Do you think McLaren needs to take some kind of like... do you think McLaren needs to take it as well?
You mean some ownership, some
100%.
Some
100%.
I get what you mean. So Ian would have come and say, weird. And we're not going to go up to them and try them up. Him just make them go on, innit? Him make them go on.
Yeah, but, you know? And he's saying that he's disappointed and stuff, but nah. you don't, I'm not saying he needs to come out and belittle them players, but he needs to kind of own it. He needs to own one and say something like, you know, there's a few kind of players, I'm not prepared to name them in public, who let the shirt down, and that will not be tolerated. And it's going to be a long time before they put a shirt on again for this country, as long as I'm here.
Correct.
He needs to leave a marker, right, and come out and just say something like that, really, because there's another side of it as well. You could have even get a bullet in him back, you know, when he go a yard, you know.
Yeah, I understand,
you know what I mean, God? One of them yard man might say, listen, don't chat about my cuz like that.
I know, but you know that, man.
And give him two slice. Yeah, like rice. You know what I mean? But you talking about... Yeah, because two sides, you know? He could be just free. And his coach assistant might have said, Stevie, just cool yourself. Nyam the jerk chicken and feel nice. You know what I mean?
There's there's all them things we have made joke about it, but it's the truth. Yeah. You can't take on a club like that or go into a country like that, not be prepared to know,
100%.
If it was in the Premiership, he would have said something to his players then. he would have said something to the players. So over there, he should have gone over there with him stick ready for...
Yeah.
Because why, when they go over there, he's got to stand up to the national man and can't do them things.
He needs to show up, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can't just let your players just run you ragged like that. You know what I mean? You know, it needs some kind of like discipline, some order, some respect, you know?
But that's most of the problem, why we've not really heard anything about the reggae boys in these last time many years. Yeah. I mean, to go to Jamaica and tell a yard man, say, you can't do this, you can't do that. A problem right this line.
He's got it. I mean, you know, he started off really well, and they must have said, let we give this man a chance. And then the first time them fly out, the one party.
Not after the game, before the game.
And there's enough time to party after the game, innit?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like look Pam Revel now. Big, big, massive talent, innit? You know, he was in Man U's youth team one time, when I think some of us and the guys went to Old Trafford and watched the youth cup, Sheffield United v Man United, and Revel was playing in that game as well, with some of the kind of like some other players what have kind of like obviously gone on to glorify their kind of career. And you know, like, how many chances has Revel Morrison got? You know what I mean? How many chances has he had? You know? I think even if kind of like captain, even if Revel entered his team, you know, he probably dissed them too. You know what I mean?
Through the captain?
Yeah, man. That may I say. You know what I mean? Yeah, that may I say.
Well, you know what I'm saying. So, well, you know, also, Wolipa, you know, through it in a theme team, innit? So... You know, the Wednesday team, then my whole heap of few, you know, for them team, you know? So.
Yeah, I just hope that you can hear me clear, because, like, the mic's not too good, but, you know, just stick around still.
I'll come to you, Chris, man.
Sweet Talking Sport, we've got a full house, CV and G, both successfully back from international duty, yeah? And that may I say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
I mean, if I did go on with no outer hard on this, like 50 them GA man there. You certainly saw them go on and a party up. Me never party up, you know. Me just go in there. ready.
And you know what? I mean, McLaren's got he's got to get the house in order fairly soon because he's got the Gold Cup coming up soon next year. Also to be played in Canada and the US, and they share the same thing with the World Cup a year after. But the Gold Cup starts in June. You know, JA, they're playing, got a game against the British Virgin Islands. And then they play Guatemala on the 10th of June. So I think it's got a couple of warm-up games before that. But it's important that he kind of like stamps his authority kind of nice and early. And you'd expect some kind of reaction anyway from that, because if the fans can see that and come on air and cuss them, then what's that saying about the in-house kind of organisation? Does it take fans to come out and say they're a disgrace and you don't hear nothing from the manager or nothing from, you know, the officials and stuff? Is it just up to the fans?
Mm. Yeah,
well,
I think that's a question. Yeah, I think that's very sad. But let's hope that Steve gets an S on his chest and kind of like shows them, you know.
Man's got to pick up his chest. It's as simple as that. He's got to push out his chest and start talking to them a certain way. 100%. You understand?
I mean, how would you deal with that, G? If
I just said, like, I want to make none of them players play that day. When I tell my man, if you're sitting on the captain, you ain't captain no more.
Yeah.
You're the leader, the players are looking up to you and they're going to follow your lead. It's as simple as that, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many players, if it was the whole team or just a few of them, but I'm sorry. We can cause a little bad word too, but not as harsh as the yard man then, but we can deal with it. We can deal with it away.
But the captain tell them suck their lollipop, isn't it? Yeah? Put their lollipop
sit on
their
sun, rest your head, and deal with that. Ball today. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Ball gone out of fashion for you today.
It's tell that. People them kind of something there.
Yeah. Out of hard. Yeah.
As I'm told.
Vice captain out of hard.
You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? He needs to be dropped.
And this
needs to be dropped.
And it just kind of like keeps rearing its head, doesn't it, really? I mean,
all the time.
Yeah. They've only qualified once.
Yeah. They have. Yeah.
And
Entire
organization once.
Mm. And so, certain names were getting called out back then.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're still saying certain things now. So,
100%.
It's got to be somebody who's got who's got the football to go out there and say, this is what's happening. This is not what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine like Steve out there now, they're cussing him and calling him an Englishman. Go back where you come from, all them foolish talk. But somebody's got to go out there and say, listen, if you guys want to progress, things are becoming harder. Who's got the courage to do that? Like you say, they could be walking on the street. Po-po-po.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think...
And that's the biggest fear really.
It is. Must be the biggest fear. And that's probably the only reason why I can imagine that he hasn't really kind of addressed it in public domain, you know? Because he's got a right to be upset. He's got a right to kind of like call few players out and stuff. If they're partying hard and, you know, the supporters said that they saw it in the first half. I mean, what was it, 43 minutes, 3-0 down or something?
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? You know?
Wow.
That says a story in itself. So whether they got a really good, you know, got the butts kicked at half time, or again, is that something what McLaren's not going to be brave enough to say, yo?
And you call yourself a professional
footballer. What do you think you're doing? Do you know what I mean?
He's got to call him out.
Because he must be aware of things like that.
Yeah, but you know?
Like we just said, you have to be careful now. Because when if him start going bad over there, then say, what, yet? He might talk about for my cousin, and next minute he'll just say, pop, 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 pop.
This is it, you see. It's
And Steve gone.
So how is it we are disciplined with the cricket team? We've always seemed to have had some kind of discipline with the cricket team over there. We've never heard anything really so bad about the cricket team and everything else. But why has it got to be the football team?
Yeah, because that man lived it after.
And these are the guys that are setting precedent for the other young guys that want to play football. So to me, it's either that you deal with them, so these young up and playing
players that want to come into the play for Jamaica and that they understand the role they're going to be playing, or you leave as it is and they're going to come in and do the same thing. And then the younger players coming up, they're going to be worse than the ones in the older team.
I'd like to know.
They're going to be a heck of a lot worse.
I'd like to know if it was the yard man themselves or the British ones them what went across. Because obviously you've got yard man, them all play in a yard. And then you've got Fiwe, who play like in championship. I'm not sure if you've got, I don't think they've got any in the Premiership players in yard. No, I don't think they've got any yard man playing in the Premiership. I think the
Antonio.
Oh yeah, for yeah, West Ham.
Yeah, they got Antonio and plus Demari Gray.
Demari Gray. Who's he? Leicester, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't know if he's it might be Leicester still, you know what I mean?
So why aren't those man them calling it out when they go over there to play with them brethren? They say, because no man, we can't do them.
Because you've got... because you've got
cut short, you know what I mean? Them have been ratcheting out them back pockets, you know? Man, but them big brother.
They're from yard. They come over here and they play football. They know exactly what it's about. You're going to go back to yard and drop down to them slackness that we're going to do them things. And figure with English players, them that go over there
that's
and
what
play,
I'm saying, that's what
they're
I'm
just
saying.
Gonna, they're going to step back and say, hang on a minute, what's going on here? And
these players who are going across there, they know how it works. They're playing for professional teams. Yeah. They know if they was to do that, there'd be consequences. Mm. But them boy, them over there, them going like some boy, pure dancehall business keep up. I mean, a pure dancehall business to make
keep up. Do you know what it sounds like to me? And remember when we were young, we didn't make phone call back then. There was maybe we meet up this Sunday and go kickball in a whichever park.
Yeah.
And we all went there for the laugh and we did
that's
what
right,
we did.
That's
what
right.
This Jamaican team sound like.
That's right. That's I'm just saying. They sound like them man that like when we used to play. Yo, give me the ball, give me the ball. Them starting up. Like just and you say, yo, pass me the ball. No, yo.
And then you went to fight.
Nah, man, nah.
Yeah. he's tuning. Then we need to fix up, you know?
They need to fix up proper.
If you're just tuning in, listen to Sweet Talking Sport. I've got G and CV here, and we're just discussing... we're trying to put the world to rights with the Jamaica
Do you know how I deal with it?
You know?
This is how I would deal
come
with
in,
it.
Come in, G.
Come on, I'm a yard. So come on, we sit down and drink and have a little whatever. Talk to them while everybody's just chilled, relaxed. And tell them what I'll go on and see what I'll go on. Then everybody leave on a nice note, innit?
Until the next time.
You know? Then you have to cuss them this time, innit?
Yeah.
Steve's got to grow some big ones, hasn't he?
Yeah, or stick that S on him chest. Yeah, you know what I mean? And turn Superman overnight!
How long's he out there for? 2 years?
It's till after the World Cup done, innit? So he's got a good run.
I can
just
see now when he comes. Steve, are you interested in job? Steve Garn should do a long time to the airport.
Well,
you watch.
I heard one kind of like interview from McLaren said that the jerk chicken bun up in mouth. So you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
the food sweet and everything, said, but it's not about that.
They said he's settling in. He said, you know, I've kind of like, you know, the island's good and you know it's nice and warm and. The chickens.
I saw a bit of that interview. Yeah, I heard something like that. So you can just see Steve sooner or later just sitting there with a little Guinness punch, eating food on business,
you know
what I
mean? And you know, skin out Tim teeth and toothpick aguan and all them weird that pull out the chicken. You know what I mean? So yeah,
look, we left that alone now. Yeah,
because poor Steve. I mean, he could redeem himself in a day. Now the Gold Cup,
You know the Gold Cup, is that like our European champion?
Well, it's got like 12 group winners will automatically qualify for the final tournament. The 12 runners up will enter a playoff route, along with the 4 best rated UEFA National League group winners who have not already qualified. The 16 teams left. Will be in a kind of like knockout thing, you know what I mean?
I just wondered if you're like the European.
But like we say, better leave that right now. You know, because if that wait, wake our the vice captain.
If he was listening to this right now, boy, I think we'd need a police escort. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Send out two men there with two, you know, two something there and fire.
Well, them said the truth hurt, indeed.
Yep, big time.
Anyway, go on with it. Go on.
Yeah, yeah. Onto the boxing. I'm going to start with the Katie Taylor fight and Amanda. Serena.
She lost. Yeah, it's as simple as that. She lost. And it's not the first time I've seen Taylor fight and she's lost and she's got the belt. I don't know if you remember a fight some years back when she fought this Belgium police woman who come over from Belgium. I can't remember the woman's name. She came with a mission, and the mission was to go home with that belt. She was on Taylor every single round, managed her big time. And she lost. And she walked out that ring, she and her entourage, and they left. Didn't even give an interview. And I don't blame them. And I saw this match the other day, whatever else. And I still think she lost again.
Wow.
And she get the belt again. Wow. Now, I rated Taylor when she came on the scene. I thought she was bad. But I was watching her. She does lead with the head. She does rub her head up onto people and stuff like that.
Wow.
And them know this. And them still give her the belt.
Yeah, wow, I mean,
heavy, that.
I kind of like... I would get a fight to Amanda Serena.
Serena.
For me, she was the winner, and like you said, G, about the cut. You know, she were kind of like getting her head in there. And
that
stuff,
was a serious injury. That.
Yeah. I mean, there was some serious suggestions that the headbutts were deliberately. In a controversial defeat for the Irish fighter.
You never see it, is it?
Taylor Fritchie.
I didn't see it, so I can't make the comments.
Light middleweight on points. And yeah, I mean, it was one hell of a fight. Did you see all the fights?
The fight was wicked.
Oh,
my girl was all over her. The two of them was doing all right. Yeah, but from that first headbutt when she licked her, yeah, you could see the damage. And she played on
and
that.
And it was a similar thing 2 years ago when they fought. It was a proper war. But like, they left everything in there, you know, for me. And even before the fight, I was saying that should be... The big boat that night, you know.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest, it was the match of the night.
Like I said, I never saw it, so I can't make no comments about it. But definitely, that should have been the number one boat.
Yeah.
Instead of about them, I bring.
Yeah.
Peter Pan and
all
and,
the build up. Every boxing match that night was on point as far as I could see. That should have been the main event.
There were proper fighters there.
Proper.
But this year, one them might bring Peter Pan and all them, like, he's over there. Look, he's over there. Them kind of business because of pure Peter Pan business. That.
Let's be honest now, right? Jake Paul would have narcissed him up, really, wouldn't he? The way Tyson was that night, he should not have been in that ring. And if Jake had literally come on to him and stuff like that, it would have damaged him.
I'm going to give a little story here.
Go on then, Dan.
Because they said in the... This guy, I was listening to on YouTube, and the guy said that in the contract that Mike was told that he couldn't use no uppercut. That's what he said in the contract. He said he couldn't use no uppercut, right? And if you notice, there were from what when the little thing that made it tip on YouTube, there were chances when Mike could have given him the uppercut, but he never gave it him, right? And the other thing in the contract, it said that he had to last more than 7 rounds for him to get the money, right? That's what it said. Now it could be a load of rubbish, that, but that's what they said.
Do you know what? I could easily buy into that because, like, I mean, Jake Paul weren't really looking to lick him down, you know, and it was just like...
But they're my brethren in certain respects, aren't they?
Pantomime business. And
it was pantomime.
And when they said after the fight to Tyson, you know, what do you think of Jake Paul? He just went, is it? He's a good fighter. It was like, give me my money.
Yeah, and let me go back. Yeah, let me go back with business.
That was coming across to me. Give me my money. And made a little joke. There was some of the kind of fighter in there as well, or something. And he said, "Oh, I'll fight you next," or something. There was some of the kind of like I can't remember the guy's name, but some kind of like, you know, wanna Jake Paul's kind of like friend in there. And then he said, oh, because he said, oh, is that it, mate?
Have you done? And he said,
well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll fight you next. You know what I mean? And it was just like, come on.
It was foolishness.
Yeah, come on.
It was foolishness. That was no fight. That, no. You might as well put all, well, then call them all Ronnie Corbett and. You know Ronnie Corbett.
Well, like we said, the other week.
Put all Ronnie Corbett and the other one there. When they call the other one there now? The other one with the eyeglass, them, Ronnie Barker. The two of them there. You could have put the two of them in there. For them to go fight, because that to me was just pure foolishness.
It was. No, that fight was about money for Mike.
Yeah.
But we don't know Mike's situation right now. Yeah. But that was about money, nothing else.
The thing is, right, I mean, I know we're kind of like saying that fight shouldn't happen and this, that, and Panto stuff, but if somebody's going to slap 15 mil or 15.5 or whatever in your bank account, you're going to take it.
But we said that the other week.
You're going to take it.
You know what I mean?
We're
going to end up with Mike and,
yeah,
and take it.
He's got a payday out of it, yeah, for prancing,
yeah,
around.
I agree.
You can't really blame him. It's the people who kind of, well, can you blame them, the people, for putting it on? Somebody's made some serious con out of it, you know? And, you know, I think bigger fool the punters, them thinking that it's going to be a proper fight, a big tear up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Expecting a big tear up, and I'm gonna walk out after the.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
After the fight,
somebody was saying, some of them were talking that they didn't even see for them fight.
Yeah,
they said like, oh, some walked out before even the result. Mm. So what does that tell you? Do you know what I mean? I mean that Jake Paul. I've got to say, right, for me, all he's fighting has-beens. People who've already been there. He's fighting people from a different code of martial arts and stuff like. If you want to fight, get in the ring. My man said to him, I'll fight you. That Dubois who beat, what do you call him then now, recently? Who beat AJ recently?
Dubois?
Yeah.
Dubois.
Him say, come in the ring with me. I'll fight you.
It's all the hype that was went on around.
I mean?
But all the training we saw, Mike, did he look like he was on it?
He did look like he was on it.
He looked like he was on it. But from after the first round, you could say, hang on a minute, Mike,
I didn't
don't
see
look
it
well. Yeah, you could see. And he was struggling as the rounds went on to keep going, you know what I mean?
It wasn't Mike.
But
that's kind of like selling the fight, isn't it?
They're selling. They're promoting the fight well.
Look at, you know, I mean, I give him that he kind of like, yeah, he got trained up and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And look the part. But you can look the part. It's kind of like, can you deliver? You know what I mean? Mm. And obviously at 58, what's Jake Paul? 27 or something?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's...
And if it's true what CV's just said, and there has been a little something going around
now.
If that is the truth, Mike would have been dependent on the first three rounds, I'd say, to take him out.
Yeah,
and if he could have done his whole things, he would have took him out.
I still feel
that Mike has got the finishing power. That uppercut.
I don't doubt that neither.
If him did a touch Paul with that, all Paul would have licked all Pluto.
Because he didn't really try anything, did he?
Yeah,
think about it. When he saw the Tyson didn't do anything really like he used to do. So if that is the truth, where they're saying you have to do this and we give you the money and stuff, we said all right, but
So you're now coming up prediction then.
We'll run with that then still. City playing Spurs, innit? What's this Saturday? Afternoon kickoff, is it? Is it evening?
It's
evening
half kickoff. because I'm gonna be there this time.
So Stones, Akanji in contingent with Foden and Grealish.
Who will let them come back?
I think
except for my man, the Rodri.
It's kind of match fitness what will be a kind of worry for me.
I'll go on.
And obviously Spurs missing Benteke with the racial slur. He's kind of out for that one. I think it'd be a score draw for me, really.
All right, then.
I was thinking score draw as well.
Now, obviously, I've got to come with my team, innit? So I'm going to have to say it's going to be a 2-1 to Fiwi.
I was thinking 2-2.
2-2. Well, I feel everybody have it, you know. So,
yeah,
so
I'm going to go with a 2-2.
Arsenal against Forest. Arsenal kind of like got the highly rated California. He's back to Italian. Forest won 2 out of 14 Premiership games with them. Home win for Arsenal.
Yeah, it could be, because Forest are playing well at the moment.